Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. PJ Glasser here with you on You Better You Bet. Nick Costos is going to be with you guys in about 20 minutes to start the 4 p.m. Eastern time hour. He's going to have Sammy P on from Bet Sweats to join him at 5 p.m. Eastern, and then Patrick McEnroe live from the U.S. Open joining him around 6:20 p.m. Eastern time as well. Nick will also talk some college football, talk plenty of NFL with you guys coming up over the next 3 hours. Going to have my guy Tyler Morales join me here in just a little bit, get some college football thoughts with Tyler, and then we will talk some Ryder Cup as we had Keegan Bradley announce his 6 captain's picks today. So we know the USA Ryder Cup team. We have some odds for you. We'll dive into that here in a little bit. We talked about all the marquee games that we have coming up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in college football. We have 2 games on Sunday and then the Monday night game out in Chapel Hill as well. Virginia Tech, South Carolina, can't wait for this game as well. Gamecocks, 7.5-point favorite. That one will be played out in Charlotte, so it's going to be a neutral site game for both of these teams. This is one of these week one games where I really like betting the underdog, because you have a team in South Carolina that it feels like so many people love going into the college football season. I think they have the best quarterback in the country in Lenora Sellers. Their offense should be really good. Defensively, though, they had one of the best D-lines in college football last year, and they're not going to have that this year. They lose a bunch of guys, and going up against Virginia Tech, who wants to run the football and have a very good running quarterback in Kyren Drones, who's going to want to slow down the game and muck it up, that definitely helps us with 7.5 points. And you have a Virginia Tech team that a lot of people thought could be a dark horse last season out of the ACC. They lose week one against Vanderbilt. The injuries start to pile up, and then the season just kind of unraveled. This is a big year, though, for Brent Pry in year 4. Drones is back at quarterback. Defense should still be pretty good, and I think the Hokies can hang around and keep that game close. So I do like them plus 7.5. Notre Dame and Miami, no idea what to do in this game. Everything is telling me to bet Notre Dame. Better coach, better defense, love their offensive line, best running back in college football, experienced wide receiver room, like all these things. And Miami lost a lot. They brought in a lot of talented guys. Carson Beck's going to take over at quarterback, but I've just seen Cristobal in enough of these big games to know that probably shouldn't trust them in this one. So I lean Notre Dame money line. It probably won't be like a full unit play for me. I might bet the Irish at like a half unit or something like that, but I do lean Notre Dame. And then finally, the Monday night game, TCU and North Carolina. We're obviously all excited to see what the Belichick experiment's going to look like at UNC. This total has dropped from 58.5 to 56.5. I still think it's playable to 55. How I'm going to bet UNC earlier in the year is unders, because we have no idea what this is going to look like with Belichick in college. But if there is one thing we probably can count on, is that his team's going to be pretty good on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, he's one of the greatest defensive coaches ever, right? Whether he was a DC, his time in Cleveland, New England, whatever it was, his defenses have obviously always been great. And now he gets to scheme up against like college quarterbacks and college level coaches and all these types of things. Like, I do think he has a big advantage, even though he doesn't have the caliber of players that he did in the NFL. He's just so good at creating a game plan and scheming things up that I don't know if we're quite accounting for all that yet. North Carolina, I don't think, is going to have much in the passing game. I think they're going to want to run the football a lot too. So I'll go under 56.5 in UNC and TCU. But excited for that one. Let's bring in Tyler Morales now, who joins me. Talk a little college football and some golf with Tyler as well. All right, Tyler, I went through SEC. I went through Big Ten. Some of my favorite plays for week one. Some of the marquee games on the week one college slate. Were there any win totals that you liked this season in the Big Ten or SEC in college football?
Yeah, so I like Auburn a ton. We talked about this on the show yesterday, but the win total is kind of juiced. It's minus 170 to the over 7.5. So when you look at like Hugh Freeze, what he's done over the years, he was at Ole Miss. He was there for like 5 years, brought in all these guys. They were average for like the first 2 or 3 years. He popped for 10 wins. Went to Liberty. They were average for the first year, popped for 10 wins the second time. So I kind of think that's the same thing that's going to happen here with Auburn. Like you said earlier in the last segment, the receiving core is loaded, probably second best in the SEC with Cam Coleman and Eric Singleton. And then you get Jackson Arnold with the new offensive line, should be able to throw the ball. And Hugh Freeze's offense scored a ton of points. So you want to get something crazy? You can get like Auburn to finish with 10 wins, just basically do what Hugh Freeze has been doing this past in his career. You can get them like 3-1. I like them. Their schedule, the only losses that I definitely see on the schedule is Alabama and Georgia. Other than that, I think they could win every game. So Auburn's a team I'm very interested in. Not to like make the college football playoffs, win the national championship, you know, do some crazy stuff. But I think they can shock in the SEC a little bit, maybe win 10 games. So I like Auburn to win 10 games.
I don't think that's a terrible play either. You mentioned the Georgia and Bama game. Tyler, they get both of those games in Auburn. And, yes. You know, I don't like Auburn when they play at Bryant Denny or when they play in Athens. But when those games are played at Auburn, especially the Iron Bowl, we know that they can pull off the upset. So I think that's a good look. Talking about some of those marquee games from the week one college slate, like, what's the game you're most torn on? Because this Miami-Notre Dame game, I'm going back and forth. Texas-Ohio State, now that it's down to 1.5, I'm going back and forth. Is there a game that you look at, any of the big games, where you're just like, I could see myself betting either of those sides?
Yeah, Clemson-LSU is probably a game I'm going to stay away with. Because LSU, they've lost the last 5 home openers, and Clemson's supposed to be a juggernaut this year. They're one of the national title favorites. Just that LSU's offense is so good, with Nussmeier and all these receivers they bring, and their Caden Durham's come back, their running back. And if Nussmeier is what I expect him to be, one of the best quarterbacks in the country, I think they'll be able to score on this Clemson defense. Even though the Clemson defense has pros everywhere, Clemson usually struggles with some of these SEC teams early on. So I think I'm going to stay away. That's Femi and our old pal Ken Barkley used to use this term. It's a fact-finding mission. That's exactly what this game is for me. I want to see a lot what LSU is, and I'm curious to see if Clemson can keep up with the SEC teams, because we've seen them struggle when they start on these kind of games early on. So I'll be watching LSU Clemson. Probably won't be betting it.
I like it. Yeah, I mean, that's what so much of Week One is all about in college, NFL, right? You're trying to find out all about these teams. Ty, let's talk some golf. We had our captain's picks today from Keegan Bradley. For the USA team, Luke Donald and Europe are going to make their picks on September 1st. But to let everybody know who the 6 picks were today and then who the U.S. squad is going to be for Bethpage Black coming up at the end of September, Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Ben Griffin, Cam Young, Patrick Cantlay, and Sam Burns were the 6 captain's picks today. So no Keegan Bradley, choosing himself. So to round out the squad, it's going to be those 6 with Scheffler, Spahn, Schauffele, DeChambeau, Harris English, and Russell Henley. So Tyler, let's look at the 6 captain's picks. What were your thoughts on Captain Keegan's selections? If there was somebody on the team that you personally would not have chosen, who would that guy have been?
If you followed the golf bet segment we do every week here during the PGA Tour season, Colin Morikawa is maybe the most disappointing golfer in the PGA Tour this year. He didn't win at all. He's strokes gained. He's up there with everybody. But every time he's in the contention, he just melts down. I find it tough to believe Colin's going to find his stride in this kind of environment at the Ryder Cup. I know they're going to be home, but when the pressure has come, Morikawa has not been good for, like, we're talking 2-3 years now. I understand why Keegan Bradley didn't pick himself. Colin Morikawa is probably one of the better remaining golfers, which is honestly just saying something for a U.S. So Morikawa was, honestly, I thought that was an easy leave-off. I think you could just play Keegan and he can just appoint someone else to do the captaincy. But yeah, Morikawa to me is like the easy weak link of all the captain picks.
Do you think Keegan should have chosen himself? Like, is that what you wanted to see happen?
I mean, we all got to this point because he didn't make the Ryder Cup team last time. So, I mean, yeah. I thought he should have done it. And he's not like the best. He's not like one of the best golfers in the world, but he's good. He's won at the Travelers, and he shows up at big events. So again, Colin Morikawa like does nothing for me. At least Keegan has some like dog in him. Morikawa has like negative dog. He will melt in any sort of pressure. So yeah, I think he should have picked himself over Colin.
Who was the guy that got chosen that you were happy made it? That maybe you were a little skeptical, like, is Keegan going to bring this guy along, ends up making the team? Who was the guy that you were happy to see was on the U.S. team?
So there was a ton of rumors of, like, Ben Griffin not making it, which is crazy because Ben Griffin's probably outside of, like, Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy. He's probably was the top 3 golfer on the PGA Tour this year. Xander was injured. Justin Thomas was all over the place. Ben Griffin showed up at every event. Sort of at majors, won twice, was top 10 in a bunch of big signature events. I'm happy he made it. Again, I question him in kind of closing some of these big events because he should have like 5-6 wins, but he has some ugly meltdowns, and it looks like he kind of overcame it this year. So Ben Griffin is very happy he made it because I think he's good, and it's good to see him get rewarded because a lot of these other guys aren't great, and they made the team like Colin Morikawa.
Tyler, you know what my take is for the Ryder Cup? I think a lot of people are going to fall into the trap of, like, when, you know, these guys get into, like, Sunday singles, or when they're in their foursomes, or whatever kind of pairings they're going out on Friday and Saturday, people are going to bet the U.S. names that they're familiar with, right? Like, they're going to bet the Schauffeles, the Thomases, the Morikawas, like, those kind of guys. But it's actually going to be the guys, like, if you follow golf and you know they've been having really good seasons, like Spahn, Henley, Griffin, like, those are the guys I want to bet, especially on a course like Bethpage, where you have to be good off the tee. It's super long. That rough is nasty. Par is a great score on a lot of those holes. Like, as you know, Spahn's been great on tough courses this year, won at Oakmont. Henley is as accurate as they come. Harris English is always a grinder on tough courses. So I think that, to me, is like the real interesting thing about the U.S. team. You look at their team compared to Europe. Europe's got way more superstars. But, like, I think you're going to get a lot of great prices with the bunch of these U.S. golfers that aren't quite as big household names, but I think for this course especially are going to be, like, much better golfers to play in a lot of their matchups.
I mean, you said it. Harris English would be an easy guy to target. He plays really well in these golf courses. He won at Torrey Pines early in this year. And if you want a guy, like, maybe, like, just to kind of fade, I know his name. This is kind of a lost year for him. I doubt Xander Schauffele is going to be able just to randomly find it at the Ryder Cup. He's kind of went downhill towards the end of the PGA Tour season. It was kind of a lost year for him because he was injured. You might get him against somebody really good, and you might get a plus money on someone from Europe. So, like, Xander's a guy I doubt will just find the form randomly in the Ryder Cup at some random event. So Xander's a guy I'm fading. But yeah, Harris English, like, he's made for these kind of events, and especially a golf course like this. So I completely agree with you on Harris.
If I couldn't give you Scotty and I couldn't give you Bryson, and I said, who's the one golfer that you would not fade? Like, you would only bet them, or you would stay away from whatever matchup they were in, who would that guy be?
Justin Thomas, pretty easily. And now he's kind of had kind of resurged this season, but he's played, I think this is his fourth Ryder Cup, and he has experience a lot of these other guys don't have. So to me, it was like, it's easy, Justin Thomas. But I'm worried about this USA team as a whole, but I think Justin Thomas will show up.
Early thought, Tyler, they're minus 125 USA is to win the Ryder Cup. Would you take Europe at plus 138?
I took Europe last time. I'll take them again. I think by far, talent-wise, way better than what USA has got. So Europe plus 140. Let's do it.
I like that. Man, yeah, it feels like that U.S. Home soil is cooked in a little bit too much. Nick Costos coming up next. I'll see you guys tomorrow. You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.